Welcome back to Randy Miller's Kansas City. I'm Randy Miller. Jim Reif is our guest. Jim is a builder, developer. Your wife, Michelle, is in real estate. I mean, you guys have done this your entire lives, right?
Since Eisenhower was president.
Well, you don't look that old. And the slogan, I love the slogan, come home to the great outdoors. We're talking about his newest development, Woodland Trails, in Greenwood, just outside of Lee's Summit. But another important thing, you know, you were talking, Jim, about how people select areas to build a house. School district, that's got to be number one, right?
If you have children, I'd say so.
And Lee's Summit School District is the school district that's associated with Woodland Trails. Award-winning school district. Wow. That's pretty cool. I mean, to be able to live out in that country rural setting and have all of these amenities, have everything you want to do, and then have your kids go to a great school, that's pretty much it.
Well, that was certainly a big factor in our choosing the location.
Oh, I'll bet. Yeah, that's cool. And then you got the James A. Reed Park right across the street. If you go to woodland-trails.com and check out all the pictures, check out the website, what's the best way for people to find out about after they see the website? You schedule an appointment, or how does that work?
They should just come out. We're open Wednesday through Sunday.
Just come on out and take a tour?
Right. Yeah. We're open in the afternoon, 1 to 5 during the week.
And are you guys in the Parade of Homes, too?
Noon to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. Yes, we're definitely in the Parade of Homes. We'll have several beautiful, interesting models to look at. There's nothing better than coming out on a spring day and looking at a new home.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking over the next 5 weeks about how to, you know, step by step, how to build your own home. We're going to bring in some of your builders and talk to them. We're going to talk about this this inventive architect buddy of yours that you've done a lot of homes with, Jim Vander Voorst. Right?
That's right. Jim's from Boulder, Colorado.
And I love the discussion talking about how you guys work together, because I've seen your home, which is outstanding. I've seen other homes that that you've built and overseen. And anytime that that you guys get together, you get a lot of funny looks from the subs that never have heard about some of these ideas, right?
Yeah, some of them seem unusual.
Well, but, I like what you said about some of them seem unusual on paper.
Right.
And then when they're done, everybody goes, oh, okay. But you've got to be able to see that and explain it.
Right, because we live in a three-dimensional world, but we draw all our ideas on two-dimensional paper. And sometimes it's hard to connect the two dots.
And so when you guys first started some of these radical ideas, right, like the edgeless house, talk about that a little bit, Jim. That's just fascinating to me.
Well, that's something that Vander Voorst has been working on some time, and that's bringing the outdoors in, making the spaces you live in feel bigger than they actually are. So you get the aesthetic enjoyment of living in a large space, but you don't have to clean it, buy it, et cetera.
Yeah, right. And a lot of those that you were kind of showing us, when you look at something, you don't realize what the practical reason for that is. But then your eye kind of follows that, and it just makes you, I don't know, it makes you feel good. It makes you, and like you say, it seems like the place is bigger. It seems like you're using all the space. And it's just it's really tough to explain, but it's just a cool feel to a house.
There's a lot of architectural effects that make a difference. Lots of times people just build a box and set some cabinets in there.
Yeah, right.
And it feels a little stale.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of artistic things that can be done to draw your eye around, create interest, evoke various feelings, and create a much more desirable environment to live in.
Well, and I think you kind of hit on it there too, Jim. You're an artist. I mean, you and Jim V are artists, and I don't think a lot of builders are.
Well, it's pretty exciting to be able to build a house because it is there is a lot of artistic expression, and then it's three-dimensional, and you get to live in it. So how do you beat that?
You're right. Well, what about the houses now that you hear about that are people are trying to use, you know, 500 square feet of space? I went to IKEA. IKEA's got a model there, like 500 square feet or something like that. That is a house. And, you know, you're seeing, you know, like the tree houses and everything. I think people are kind of figuring out how to use space better, don't you?
I do. It's awfully expensive to not use it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And if you have a place where you're using every single room, every single space that you have, you feel like that you've done the right thing there.
I'd say so.
So for the people that want to check out Woodland Trails, you know, the first way is to go to the website at woodland-trails.com. But so over the next few weeks, we're going to bring some builders in. We're going to tell you step by step. If you've never built a home, if you've had a bad experience building a home, we're going to solve all of those problems for you. And then maybe you're going to figure out the Woodland Trails is the right place for you. And then we're going to do a live show at the end of April, and a big benefit for Great Plains SPCA. And because I know you get a lot of pets out there and a lot of people walking their dogs and different things like that. So we'll tell you about that over the next few weeks. But what would you encourage people to do? Okay, if they signed on now and they say, okay, I'm going to get ready, I'm going to listen to Jim, I'm going to find out about the program, and I'm going to build my own place. What do they need to do right now to get that started?
Well, I think you need to think about what is you need in the home. What activities are you going to do in your home? You need a place for watching TV and eating and all that. But do you need a home office? How many bedrooms do you really need for the kids? Do they need their own bathrooms? Think out the activities. How important is a screen porch?
Right.
Versus other things, you know. A screen porch is more important than everybody having their own bathroom, for instance. There's choices to be made. It's kind of hard to just do all that mentally. It's easier to go out on the parade of homes, look at a lot of houses.
Find some things.
Take notes. You go in the houses after about the fourth house, you're starting to get dizzy.
Right.
You need to really look. When you go in the houses, try and look at the room sizes. Look at how many cabinets are in the kitchen. Where are you going to store your food? A lot of homes, sometimes they don't have hardly any cabinets. House looks great. You're going to move in. Where am I going to put all this stuff?
Where the man cave is going to be.
Most important.
Yeah, thank you so much.
It's in the basement, by the way.
It's always in the basement. Hey, Jim, thank you so much for being here. This is going to be great. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to tell you exactly how to build your own home. Jim Reif is our guest. Check out Woodland Trails at woodland-trails.com. And we will see you back here next week, KCMO, AM 710, 103.7 FM for Randy Miller's Kansas City.